פרק י' א' סעיף י' ג' תווית המודקת לבגד. A label which is stuck, stapled to the בגד. תווית שמחפשה המחוברת לבגד על די סיכת הידוק. If one has a label from the laundrette, he joined it to the בגד. Now one wants to know if one can go and take off the label. In the footnote he says maybe a problem from Mukta, couldn't the Chaznish, won't be a problem from Mukta. One has to know it may be a problem from Haitzah b'Shabbos, from carrying on Shabbos. One has to know the problem from carrying. If he's mevatel it to the beggar, he doesn't want to take it off altogether, it won't be a problem from carrying. If not, could be a problem from carrying on Shabbos. But now we want to discuss the Noseh from Toifa, or Koreah, opposite from Toifa. Is he allowed to take off this label? Does he have an Issa from Korea, from pairing? Yesh la'avchin b'zeh ben mikrim shenim. Im ha'tavit mechuberet lebeged b'mokim shu egidim la'asir miyadim l'kichs ha'beged ma'machpes. Yesh la'asir l'chatchil l'esmishach. If it is in a place which one usually takes it off, one usually tears it and takes it off straight away after one takes the beged from the laundry. Then, whatever happens, l'chatchila, one shouldn't wait for Shabbos, one should take it off before Shabbos. Ve'im lo'y also kein, v'abeged nochutz lo'y. Yesh la'meki la'fida me'abeged al mi l'smoch. V'vad sh'li'yat ezoy, v'fnei ha'moros re'i ha'ora. It says like this. If a person did not take it off before Shabbos, there is a mokum la'kel. That means there is a reason to go and take on the lenient and to allow it. Why? Because we learn by Ezra Hashem a person who goes and does sewing for a short period, less than 24 hours, the Ramah compares it to knotting. The Ramah says, the same as we learned by a knot, if you do it less than 24 hours, you're allowed to do it and you're allowed to open it. Says the Ramah, to open stitches which are made for less than 24 hours, is allowed. We'll learn Be'ez Hashem later on exactly what the Ramah exactly says, and how we take on Machlek Zaposkim, even how we take on. But here, the Ramah does add on, whatever happens, one should not do it in front of Amhoras. One should do it with Tzina. Do it when no others see. And Amhoras doesn't see. So in this case, he had this label, which is on his beged, which is very important for him to take it off. To take it off before Shabbos is the best answer. If he didn't take it off before Shabbos, then he's stuck. He's got something which is considered tefillah lizman. Why is it tefillah lizman? We learned before, something according to the Levush at least, something which is going to be taken off and not going to be left on, according to the Levush, is no problem even if it's more than 7 days. According to others, at least it's less than 7 days, or at least within 24 hours. So here you've got a label which is made not to stay. So according to the Ramah, there is a Mokum Lismach, and to go and take it off, because it's Tfira Lizman. If you have a price, a label from the price, which you don't want to leave it on the beged. Same thing, if you leave it on the beged, if you want to take it off the beged, then since it's only made lizman, you don't leave it on forever. Taking off lizman, the halacha is that the evet, if you didn't do it before Shabbos, yesh amilismach, there is a shita who would allow you to do that, to go and take it off on Shabbos. Ve'matavit nimtzach b'chelik pnimi shel habeged, ve'asuya lishol lizman meuba in la'asuya b'Shabbos. Till now we only learned because it was only made for a short time. But if it is made for a long time, it's in a place where one can leave the label for a long, long time, one should not take it off on Shabbos because it's considered Tfira lo lizman, Tfira la'abezman. Tfira la'abezman, nobody's going to allow you to do it. And the hiduk here, the label, is considered a Tfira for la'abezman. If it is made to be left on the beged, or it's in a place where one leaves it. Yod Dalet, Tavit atluya bebeged b'chut plastic. If you have a label which is joined with a little plastic piece, tovit tzluya bebeged b'chut plastik, mutar la'asira v'lachter chasachutz b'Shabbos ואין זה משום עשר קריאה, ולא משום מכת הפטש. Everyone has a label which is joined onto the baguette with a piece of plastic. This piece of plastic is not considered you did two tefillos with it. You didn't do two stitches with it. It's only one stitch. It goes through the baguette in one way. It doesn't go back through the baguette. It doesn't go twice through the baguette. It goes once through the baguette. So it's considered tefillah achas. It's considered one stitch. One stitch has got no problems from tefillah altogether. Not only that, another reason why it shouldn't be a problem from tefillah, even if it would be two stitches, it wouldn't be a problem from tefillah because you don't see this label stuck to the baguette. It is loose. It is hanging. You don't consider it, you made any problem of tefillah here by hanging it. But one could think maybe the cutting from the string itself is a problem. We learn about the string. Cutting string has got no problem altogether from tefillah. And there's also no problem from makat ha-patish. Omnum im achut mechabesh shnei chelkei beged zeh lezeh kegoyin ka'abayim, pa'amim sha'ab begodim nidonim ketfuim zeh lezeh v'im ba'ora. If you have socks, let's say socks, and you have this piece of plastic which joins together these two socks, and the socks are now joined in a way which one sees them one item, and they're not loose, maybe the joinage from this plastic is made, the plastic makes join them, ki'ilu they are sewn together. Maybe it would be a problem from tefillah, because it is made by the plastic to get stuck together. Therefore, it would be a problem to go and open it on Shabbos. L'chatchila, one should not do it on Shabbos. And if not, one should ask Sheilas Chocham.